Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care.
Yeah, this is Kevin. How you doing?
Hi, Kevin. I'm doing good. Yes. So go ahead.
You called me today?
Mm-hmm. I called you. I wanted to notify you that I spoke with the social worker from the rehab, and she said that she's aiming for a discharge date for Monday. Have you spoken to her at all today?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So she wanted to confirm with you before finalizing this.
Well,
but she said, yeah. If everything works out, then she plans on sending Robin home on Monday. And then I spoke with the service coordinator from Keystone, the one who needs to come do the assessment. So she plans on scheduling it for next week. And then she'll come over and decide how many hours Robin's approved for.
All right. Who you say supposed to be coming over now?
The service coordinator. Let me get her name. Hold on. Takia Smith.
Okay. So now this is going to take place before she gets home, before Robin gets home, because you said they plan on discharging her on Monday.
They plan on discharging her on Monday. Does she need a caregiver as soon as she gets home? Because I know that realistically, once the assessment's done, they take like up to a week to review it before officially starting the services. So.
So they can do that when she's home.
They were planning on doing that when she's home, unless it needs to be done while she's still in the hospital. If you don't feel comfortable bringing her home without the help. But either way, she'll have to speak with you before scheduling anything, so you can let her know, Takia.
Okay. All right. Well, I probably had to get in touch with her tomorrow, then.
Yes. I don't know if she's in still today. Do you have her number?
Yeah, I got a number.
Okay. All right. Give her a call, and as soon as that assessment is scheduled, they'll send us the amount of hours that Robin's approved for so we can start the services. All right?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay, then.
So, yeah, we'll be in touch then. You have a good one.
All right.